telekinetic powers.
What? Okay, John, I want to interview you, okay?
No, because I'm not drunk.
You're not drunk?
No, I'm like sober.
Okay, John, you're not drunk now.
Right, no, I'm not. You feel much
better. When will you be?
Half hour.
And what's going to happen then?
I'll be in there cheering the wrestling and doing things. But I don't know how that's going to be because... Hold steady as you go.
Hold steady as you join the chorus. Are you going to drink all that?
No, I'll drink half of it for wrestling. I'll drink a third of it for wrestling.
John, I think you might need some more.
And then a third of it for the concert. Well, I don't know if I should save it all for the concert. Poppies, red and roses,
I see.
Keep it close. No. The throw up stand outside of the room.
Here's Tom Stewart. Tom, what do you like to say? Fuck you! Here's Ames. What does Ames like to say?
Down there?
What?
It says Sony. I like
it. It's recording. It's recording.
Oh.
You made a voice, that means. Some Saturday and chilling. Go ahead, introduce yourself like you did the tour.
Yeah, introduce yourself.
I just want to introduce myself. I'm freaking out. And I want to go into journalism.
And now we're going out in the hallway. Don't go out in the hallway. He's ralphing.
What?
Tom is ralphing.
Don't be going off. He's ralphing. Man.
He's ralphing?
Yeah, don't be going off.
All right, we're not going to go in
the fucking machine off.
What? Okay, we're back. And, Carson's friend Tom is ralphing in the hallway. What do you think about this, John?
Well, I mean, like, you know, hey, it's, where's the mic?
This?
Well, this and this are mics.
Okay, you know, it's legit because, like, when you're young and you drink, you know, you can't really handle it.
Yeah, he knows young. He's only a sophomore in high school.
No, he's a junior.
Junior?
Yeah, but as you get older,
he's a sophomore.
I think, whatever. I think he's a junior now, though.
I think he's a sophomore.
But, you know, when you get older, you can handle your alcohol better.
That's true.
It's because you're bigger and also because you're more developed, right?
Yeah, and if you've been drinking, you know, you get used to it.
Yeah, I mean, you develop a tolerance for alcohol in your system.
Yeah, well, you know, like, well, I'm not going to name any names.
You get used to it.
Yeah. Okay, you know, but if he's going to throw up, I mean, you know, hey, it's not like nobody else throws up, because, you know, a lot of people who drink do throw up.
That's right, because so, you gotta.
You know, you know, it's the body's natural.
Yeah, it's too much. You gotta just get it out.
Yeah, as I was going to say, it's the body's natural way of purging the system.
That's true. I mean, like, you know, normally it's gotten out like, through the liver and stuff, but if there's too much, you just got to throw up.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's normal. That's all I can say. It's normal.
It's normal, yeah.
You know?
I think Tom Stewart...
Fuck
wants
you!
To...
Okay, go on. Now, forget them.
I want to, like, go down the hall and interview Chris Collier.
Okay, I'll...
What?
Okay, you go.
Okay.
I'll just, like, sit here.
Okay. Carson, you want to say anything, Carson?
Fuck off!
How about you, Tom?
What?
You want to say anything?
No.
Is it recording?
Yeah.
Piss off!
Come here.
You want to
talk about the
way hung jury? Hey, you don't want to talk about that. But you want to talk about the defense attorney. How well he carried himself to the court.
What's his speaking voice?
I just love how he spoke.
What's that speaking voice he's got?
I wonder how his apartment looks. The interior decor must be terrible.
Oh my god, salmon curtains.
Everything he said was either lies a Minnelli this or lies a Minnelli that. And pictures of Rita Hayworth everywhere.
Oh my god. The colors were all wrong, but the textures, oh.
The things he could do with textures, which is unreal. Oh.
It's mind-boggling just to think about it.
Yes, and that defense attorney. What a speaking voice on him!
Hey, talk about your well-hung jury.
Talk about your well-hung jury. And your hanging judge.
And now, John is playing Carson's lacrosse stick as a guitar. Would you like to comment on this?
Okay, I'm just tuning her up for the 1 o'clock concert. We'll all be there. It's going to be John Rasta as Triumph. It's 10:31 p.m. on November 9th, 1985. And It's a Saturday night, right? It's going to be the, even though it's Sunday morning, it's going to be Sunday morning. This is officially the Saturday night concert, okay? Which is, it's postponed to 1 o'clock because it's a season premiere of Saturday Night Live, which is like a must see.
It's true.
Okay, so the concert's at 1 o'clock. I hope you'll all be there. It's free admission.
And I'm sure we will be there.
Remember, Brown's second.
Okay.
Okay. The vicinity of room 208, 209, 206, and 208.
No, I hope you won't.
No, 207.
207.
Where Ani and Leah live.
No comment about that.
No comment whatsoever. Okay, we'll see you later, John.
Okay, I'll check you guys out later.
Okay. And now we are walking down the hall. And we are going to the kitchenette. Walking through the kitchenette and down to the other end of the hall to find more people to interview. Hey, Tim. Do you have anything to say?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay. Now we're at Chris Collier's room. I knock on the door. There does not seem to be any response at Chris Collier's door. And we're going down here now. And...
What is this?
No!
Oh, gross!
Stop picking his nose.
Okay, I believe you.
Oh, okay, I believe you.
That's if I said you were walking,
you
would.
Nothing.
It's not mustard.
It's mustard.
It's blood. It's blood.
Mustard.
Well, in reality, when you're
say something, Chris.
That's why we just
what?
I
do not.
This is new little red light on, which usually happens when
the batteries are down.
Really?
But it's still recording.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yo, fan.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, this is John Rasta here at the Saturday Night Concert. Okay, I just want everybody to know that I'm filling in for Rick, Mike, and Gil of Triumph, okay? So, we're going to be starting the show in about a minute, so... As you can hear, the crowd is really psyched. Okay, so, let's see, in about a minute or so, we'll have the concert, so stay where you are.
Turn it up a lot. A lot more.
A lot more.
A lot more. 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 More, more, more.
More than that, Carson.
More than that. They won't be able to hear it out here.
We can hear it.
Okay.
I was out on my own in a great big world. Thought I'd seen it all. Then along comes a woman, a fantasy. And I took that fall. Chasing the dream, I was fancy free. I was so naive. You were all wrapped up in a mystery. You look good to me. I need love. I wanted it desperately. Someone we love. You never came to me. I was lost in your world of fantasy. Yeah, yeah, I was caught in your game of make-believe. Yeah, yeah, I was lost in your world of fantasy. Look what you've done to me. Look what you've done to me. Drawing me in into your spider's web. When your hungry eyes, I was under your power, I was in your spell, I was hypnotized. Oh, sweet love, you wore such a strange disguise. So real love, you never fell from your thighs. I was lost in your world, the fantasy. Yeah, yeah, I was caught in your game of make-believe. Yeah, yeah, I was lost in your world, fantasy.
Turn it up, Carson.
It's a Max. King of Big Max.
Is that at Max?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Carson.
Lost in your wild fantasy. Look what it's gone and done to me. All the times you've lied, and all the tears I'm crying, I never thought it'd be the same again. Lost in your world of fantasy. Look what you've done to me. Look what you've done to me. Lost in your world of fantasy. Look what you've done to me. Look what you've done to me. Lost in your world of fantasy. Look what you've done to me. The world of fantasy. Lost in your world of fantasy. Look what you've done to me. The world of
Okay, how'd you like that one, folks?
Yay!
Hey, how about a little magic power?
Alright, magic power!
You gotta get up and do it.
No, this is a metal song.
Is it?
Wow, look at Clark. Look at those lights, man. What a fucking laser show.
Something's at the edge of your mind. You don't know what it is. Something you were hoping to find, but you're not sure what it is. When you hear the music and it all comes crystal clear. Music does the talking, says the things you want to hear. I'm young, I'm wild, and I'm the magic power of the music in me. I'm young, wild, and I'm free. Got the magic power of the music in me. She climbs in the bed, she pulls the covers overhead, and she turns a little radio on. She's had a rotten day, so she hopes the DJ is gonna play her favorite song. Makes her feel much better, brings her closer to her dreams. Little magic power makes it better than it seems. She's young now, she's wild now, she wants to be free. She gets the magic power of the music in me. She's young now, she's wild now, she wants to be free. Gets the magic power of the music. for me.
You do it, right?
I know all of it. I know this whole tape by heart.
Come thinking. Hey!
That was close. It was a two count. You had a two count there.
Put it up there somewhere. I can't understand what this announcer is saying. Why don't you tell us what's going on? I don't know what's going on.
Okay, right now it's Terry Funk. He got to sleep. Oh no. He had the sleeper hold on Gator Wolf, but yeah, he let go for some reason.
Why?
Irish Whip!
Oh.
Reversal. Gator Wolf has got the sleeper hold on Funk! Holy cow, I don't believe it. This is gonna be close. Who's that recording? You're recording it, man! I told you.
Go ahead, right. Hey, John, you know what the last time a pubic hair mace went around is?
What? This is gonna be tough to call.
John, was black and white and has trouble going through rotary doors.
What?
None of the spear flora had.
I heard that one.
Oh, jeez.
Holy! Wait. This is gonna be close. I can honestly tell you, I'm not sure who's gonna win.
Oh! Oh! Hey, savage
forearm. Forearm to the neck.
Ooh.
Bad deal. Get out of there, you fag. Sleeper hold. That's it. Funk has the match. Son of the ring. There's nothing he can do to get out of it. He's got it. Jesse knows what I'm talking about. That's it. He's out. Okay. Uh-oh, the branding iron. But I don't see Jimmy Hart there. His manager is rather conspicuous, I'd say.
What happened to Elizabeth?
I don't know. I hope she's going to be on. My lips are tingling with anticipation. Patience.
You're taking radioactive poison.
Fuck you, Funk. FYF, fuck you, Funk. No, fuck Funk. FF. Is that arrogance or what? Check that out. That's arrogance. Yeah, he is dangerous. I think I'm going to need more alcohol. That's going to be tricky. Okay, I'm in the corner. That's it, it's the upraised knee. He went right into that. I've heard this update two times already today, so I'm going to stop the tape. Fucking Lou Albano couldn't wrestle if his ass depended on it. Give me a break. You guys can kick their asses. Oh no, although.
Yeah, Lou Albano, yeah.
I must say, the Hillbilly and Andre will definitely give those guys a run for their money. Because, okay, the six man tag team.
It's a six man tag team match. But I have to say, Lou Albano is more a hindrance than a helper. You know? Okay, for those of you who've tuned in late, we've interrupted the Saturday night concert for some wrestling. Okay, and this is John Rosta here giving you the play-by-play wrestling update.
John, who's this handsome gentleman? Maybe likes him.
That's King Kong Bundy. The guy is so fucking fat, but he's so fucking massive. I mean, it's like a fucking tank couldn't put him down. He could take on like the 82nd Airborne Division.
For the next 3 minutes... Wait, for the next 3 minutes, I'm going to be wondering if Jesse is going to be in the body shop or if he's going to be wrestling. And I hope he's going to be wrestling with Randy Savage because his manager is Elizabeth and I love her. Jesse is wrestling!
California, 200 and... Jesse, the body, Ventura! You gotta love this guy. He's like so arrogant and everything, but he's like, he's great.
Okay, the only thing I like about this match is it's so obvious that Jesse is gonna win. You know, like, he's gonna wrestle Hulk Hogan at some time. Or maybe he did, but I never heard anything about that match. All I heard was that he was gonna wrestle him. But either it's happened, and I didn't hear anything about it, or it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. No, the thing is, either it has happened, and I haven't heard about it, or I haven't heard, or it hasn't happened. But I mean, like, okay, give me a break. Jesse versus some fucking faggot from Canada. Give me a break. Ron Hutchinson, who the hell is he? Come on, administrators. Chico. Okay, like Jesse calls Tito Santana Chico. It's kind of like a derogatory name for him. Jesse would, because Jesse is cool. Don't go knocking Jesse, because he's cool. He's got no hair on the top of his head, but he's cool. Okay, come on. I hope this doesn't last long because it's so pitiful because you know he's gonna win. You know Jesse's gonna win. So I hope he just puts this guy away really fast so I don't have to watch like 5 minutes of a grade A beating up a grade D. What do you do? Okay, that's cool. I would expect it. That's legit. What I would love to see... Okay, how's this for a tag team match? Jesse and Randy Savage versus Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo. That would be great. I would love to see that.
I think we should have Carson Knight against Jeremy. Tag team wrestling. On Brown Sagan.
That would be fun. Why do you say we do it after this?
Okay.
Okay, come on. This isn't funny anymore. Let's get it over with. Ramble on, ramble on, come on. Okay, I'm going to terminate this one right now because it's so obvious that Jesse Ventura is going to win. So, like, you know, I'll bring you guys back. Don't. Yeah.
Wait.
Okay, we're only about halfway through the tape.
We have plenty and plenty of time. Ooh.
Okay. That was a good remark. Get up, Chico Santana. See, his real name is Tito Santana. But Jesse is insulting him when he calls him Chico, you know, because he really wants that shot at the Intercontinental Belt. So instead of calling him Tito Santana, he's going to call him Chico Santana. Because Chico is like, you know, a standard spick Spanish name. Okay, you know, like say, hey, Chico buddy! It's kind of like, you know, insulting somebody. So by calling Tito Chico, he's insulting him, because he really wants to get into a match with him. Let's see what's up next. Okay, Gene Okerlund.
Monday night, November the 25th, 8 p.m. start. Absolutely superb card from top to bottom. Tag team title defense for Greg the Hammer Valentine and Brutus Beefcake. The ladies champion, Wendy Richter, with a title defense on this card.
Six-man
tag team action, as you know.
Say that,
Dave. I'll be the tag team captain Lou Albano, meeting the
thrill
of Big John Studd,
King
Kong Bundy, and Bobby the Brain.
Bobby the Brain.
2 months.
in the making. Where is it?
No, his name's not Bobby the Brain. It's Bobby the Weasel Heenan. He's a weasel.
But then why is he called
Brain? Morocco, I am tired of you, so I'm going to push the pause button until the next ad is over with. I'll see you in a split second. Okay, and I've watched the AWA and NWA matches really closely, and I can see no evidence of staging things, of razor blades in the trunks being taken out and, like, slashed so there's blood. I actually think those two institutions of wrestling are real, or most of it's real. But still, they don't have the charisma and the mass audience attraction of the World Wrestling Federation. So that's why I watch it. Also because the World Wrestling Federation is like the institution of the North, East, and Eastern Seaboard Coast. Okay, so I just thought I'd like to mention that for a second.
I'm outside.
Okay, Ames wants some wild and crazy laughs. So
ear.
Here we go. Those are just a few wild and crazy laughs for Ames because she wanted to hear them. Let's see what interview is up next. I hope it's a Piper's Pit. Wait. These are from TNT. These are really good. No one else in the World Wrestling Federation
today. Also a part of the
he's a real dick. He owns everything, but he's still a schmuck. He's not really a dick, he's just a schmuck.
Turn it off.
Is it
working on TV?
Because I did. What? Piper's Pit! Please have a seat. Roddy and Jesse? This is excellent. The distinct pleasure this week of having with us... This is a classic. Probably the greatest Roddy Piper and Jesse. We have Mr. Jesse the Body Ventura. What a pleasure. Even I will applaud for that one. Thank you, Roddy. It's a pleasure.
Yay! Yay! I think some people abuse you out here, and you won't get that problem from me at all.
All right, what a man. And I want you to know something. I watched this last thing on Saturday Night Main Event, that Uncle Elmer getting married, and with what you had some of the best commentary for that wedding I have ever seen in my entire life.
Well, I'll tell you something, Roddy. The whole thing made me sick to my stomach. This love and wrestling connection made me sick to my stomach.
I agree. And I was there alive.
We shouldn't have broadcast the wedding.
I agree.
We should have did the honeymoon. Can you imagine?
Whoa. That would have been messy.
I have a live Piper's Pit coming up on Saturday Night Main Event. It's going to be aired tonight. That's a live Piper's Pit with the hillbilly, Cousin Junior, the pig, and Uncle Elmer. And I thought to myself, what kinds of questions would I ask them? Because after the honeymoon, I thought to myself, what if there's another Uncle Elmer in the oven?
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine that? After this honeymoon, there might be... I'll tell you this, Roddy. In my opinion, if there was ever a time for legalized...
You're right.
That's a good one.
If there was ever a time for that. You see, you can take the hillbilly, but we got something. Wait a second. Before Uncle Elmer comes on the pit tonight, we have promised we're going to milk him. That way, maybe be 350 pounds. What a pleasure it is, Roddy.
That was a good one. That was really good. I enjoyed that one, but it's time for a pause.
Yeah. Iron Sheik. Meatloaf. Who was that playing the guitar? Okay, Meatloaf again. Jimmy Hart. Bobby Heenan. Hillbilly. Jim. Johnny Valiant. Nikolai Volkoff, Junkyard Dog, S.D. Jones, who always loses. That's Paul Orndorff right there. That's Georgie Animal Steel. Who else is there? Oh, I don't know. Fuck you, Vince McMahon, you're a loser.
but Roddy Piper, you're really cool, so, you know. King Kong Bundy! Iron Sheik again. Orndorff.
Orndorff versus the Link is next. This is going to be a classic bounty match. Pull Orndorff versus the Missing Link. This is a bounty match for $50,000.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Jimmy Hart is managing the Link now.
Who's the Link?
The Missing Link. No, the guy with the green face. And the, Okay, Paul Orndorff versus the Missing Link. Yeah. This is going to be a tough one to call. Okay. Yeah. He's cool. Tough one to call, but I think it's going to be disqualification. Link versus Orndorff. A good one. A very good one. Magnificent Morocco and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. They will collide in Madison Square Garden on Monday, November 25th. Indeed, Steamboat intent. I'm not used to this, because Bobby Heenan usually manages the Link. So I'm not really used to Jimmy Hart. You know, it's kind of throwing me off. Could Wendy Richter's title defense be in jeopardy? And what is going to happen when Captain Louis Albano goes to the gym and Andre the Giant?
When they you're not drinking, are you? Big John Studd, King Kong Bundy, and Bobby Heenan? We'll find out the 25th of November in Madison Square Garden.
Okay, come on. Let's see some action. See some people. And whatever that who song is. I forget. I can't play guitar while watching this. Come on, let's see some action. What? Wait. Are you two guys fight already? Stop circling each other. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Orndorff versus Hart. Jimmy Hart. The Wink Madden. Oh, bad deal. Come on, Paul. Missed him. Scoop slam. I love to see it. I like it. I like it. Pound that mother's head into the ring buckle. You're not going to bed, are you?
I can't go to bed.
I am gravely disappointed, Thomas Stewart. Okay, in that case, my concert is postponed until next weekend, okay?
My brother will be at next weekend.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, no, I don't think I could do it. Okay, the Link just gave.
Hey, how do I get my
I've got some Lysol spray here if you want it. Okay. Wait, this is tough because, like, the Link is giving Paul some massive headbutts in the shoulder blades. And it's really hurting him a lot.
Hopefully this is detracting from his performance.
That's true. Jimmy is not yelling into the microphone. I think he's got too much to handle in this match here to be involved in any extracurricular appointments by yelling at the phone. Maybe he realized that it irritated you, Gorilla, and he's taking your feelings into consideration. Dude, I can honestly say I don't know what's going to happen here. Although I do think it's going to be a disqualification. These guys are like, both of them are great. Both of these guys are. Hey, I'm trying to talk here. Both of these guys are grade A competitors.
Like A?
No, grade A. Oh, like eggs? Wait a minute! I missed that. Okay, no, nothing happened. You got a lot of headbutts and a lot of slamming going
grade
on
a
in this match.
Yes,
yeah, similar, but instead of grade A eggs, these are grade A wrestlers.
Yeah, but the double A eggs are
like
half the large eggs.
Yeah. Maybe.
Do they have a double A rating for wrestlers too?
Maybe. I just gotta comment on this one move. The Link went up to the second turnbuckle, did a head dive, Orndorff moved out of the way and hit his head on the mat. Link hit his head.
was the real thing.
Nasty.
What? Where are you going? Oh, I...
Bummer, I've only got two people to comment to now. Okay, I think Paul Orndorff can really pull this off. If he psychs himself up, he can do it. I honestly say... Holy shit. I don't fucking believe it. The Link got defeated. The Link was defeated by Paul Orndorff. And if anybody could do it, Paul Orndorff can do it. And he did it. I must say, that was amazing. $50,000. Down the tubes. Oh, Jimmy Hart threw the miss, distracted the Link so Orndorff could get him. That was a bad deal. Bad deal. You know, I'm starting to sober up, so the rest of the tape isn't going to be as funny as about 20 minutes ago. What? Yeah. How much shit do I got left? I got about 10 minutes or so left. What the fuck, I might as well keep taping it if that, you know, proves not to be funny, which I think it will be. I think it won't be funny. I can just erase it again.
Wham! There's Orndorff with that high knee, catching the Link flush on the face. Beautiful cradle right there.
Okay, that's a good one. I must admit, that was a good move. Yes, very impressive. How far are you away from the Boston Gardens? That's not bad. Well, so I'm like 15 minutes from the Meadowlands, and they usually have a lot of matches there. So, what can you say?
Back in the Garden in Midtown on November the 25th. That's going to be a Monday night. Come on in, Greg the Hammer Valentine.
I don't want to hear this interview. Well, I don't know. I think I'm just going to say fuck it. Tito Santana and Pedro Morales as a tag team. Where are the fucking buttons? Okay, I just want to say... Saturday night concert that was originally planned for tonight will not be held tonight. It will be held. Seriously, by the time this is over with, I'll be like sobered up, so I can't do it. But I will be back. What? That's not gonna do it.
No. Because Mutual of Omaha is so well known and respected, I found an endless number of places to go and people to see and sell. I learned how important peace of mind can be to others. And how I can make it happen to Mutual of Omaha, providing maximum benefits, minimum costs, with the best possible service. My education is paying off with a satisfying career, and it can happen to you with Mutual of Omaha.
Okay. This had the rest of Carson's Guinness beer, which is pretty heavy stuff. I can honestly say I don't know if I'm going to make it to the concert tonight, but if I don't, the concert will be delayed until Saturday, November 16th, probably at either 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. So, you know, I hope you'll be there, because I'll be there. Okay, we'll be doing the same concert that we had planned for tonight, but it'll just be like a week later, okay? So, hey, all I can say is I'm counting the days. I'm sure you are too, so I'll see you in a week. Adios. Hasta luego.